This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes of thinking about the gospel of Jesus Christ and what it can mean to your life. Your life can be greater than it has been in the past. That's true of every one of us. No matter what has been the case in the past, the gospel can make us greater today than it was yesterday and can make us greater tomorrow than it has been today. We're talking about the all-sufficiency of the Bible to change your life for the good, to fit you for the great life as you live here upon this earth, and to gain for you eternal life when this life is over. Now, we've been talking the past several days in particular about the fact that the Bible is all-sufficient ethically or morally speaking. We've said a good number of things about it. The fact that the Bible is, the biblical ethic is a revealed, not a speculative religion. It has come from God and not from man. It is something that has to do with the reality of things. The reality of God is the ultimate good, the ultimate existent, the God whose very being it is to exist, and of the fact that He created man, that man has a relationship to God, that he owes his very existence to God, that he has obligation to God and to his fellow man, that he has obligation to think correctly and to do correctly, that the Christian ethic involves both the heart and the body. It involves self-denial and sacrifice, a striving for perfection. It involves humility as over against arrogance and pride, and of not returning evil for evil. It involves the recognition of the freedom of man and the responsibility that goes with it. It involves an ethic which is concerned for individuals and for society, for society by changing the individuals who make up that society. And now as a new point today, we note that the biblical ethic is one which is based on the love of God and the sacrifice of Christ. There's a very significant passage found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, where the Apostle John says, "We love because He first loved us." No one can live the right kind of life without being a person who is characterized by love. And we love God as a response to His love for us. We learn of His love for us, especially in the greatest gift of all, the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we learn in John 3:16 and Romans chapter 8, verse 32. God did not spare to give us the greatest thing He could give, His own Son. And therefore we can reason from that that He will not withhold from us anything else that we truly do need. And so, learning of the love of God, we come to love God in return. And as we love God, we come then to love our fellow man. You cannot love God and not love your fellow man. You cannot love your fellow man and not love God. Those two things are inextricably tied together. But many people give themselves credit for loving their fellow man when they do not love God. And they give themselves credit for loving God when they do not love their fellow man. If one loves his fellow man, he will wish his good. That doesn't mean that you always especially like him in an emotional sense. You can love a person in the sense of wishing him well, of wanting him to be saved, wanting him to become a Christian and live the Christian life and go to heaven when this life is over, when you may not especially like him in the sense of having an emotional attachment toward him. There is a difference between love in the sense of agape, that is, of recognizing his intrinsic value and wishing him well, and having an emotional attachment to him. A man can wish well to every woman in the world, but love only one as his wife in an emotional sense. And so the Bible teaches that the Christian ethic is based on the love of God and the sacrifice of Christ. And finally, is an ethic of a good conscience. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 23, we're taught that we cannot do that anything in doubt and still be right in the sight of God. Whatever one does, not being fully persuaded that it is the will of God that he do so, he sins, even if that thing intrinsically is right. It is possible for us to sear our conscience, to burn ourselves within, as it were, so that we do not really have the capacity left to respond to right and wrong. But our time is gone for today. I do want you to know that I'm glad you have been with us, and I hope that you'll be back next time as we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.